720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. The former Stanford sailing coach, he dodged prison time in the Varsity Blues college entrance scandal. Joining us, he's been covering the story. It's Aaron Katursky from ABC News. Aaron, you think Lori Loughlin is rethinking her innocent plea?
Well, look, I think that there's a potential here for some defendants to say, huh, he skirted prison time, just got a 2-year supervised release sentence. Maybe I can do the same. Problem, though, is the judge said that Vandemore's case was rather unique. She said that he was among the least culpable of the 50 defendants charged in the scheme. And there are certainly others who may have played a more prominent role who judges could decide deserve a more stiff sentence.
John Vandemore is Stanford's former sailing coach. Aaron, tell us about his sentencing.
Yeah, time served after his arrest, and he had also been given 2 years supervised release, has to pay a $10,000 fine. And that's just a fraction of the bribe money that prosecutors said he took in exchange for arranging athletic profiles for students, including a Chinese woman whose family paid the scheme's mastermind $6.5 million, by far the largest amount charged in the scheme. And Vandemore never kept the money for himself, and this is what may have saved him prison time. He just kind of reinvested it into the Stanford sailing program, and so the judge said that he deserved no prison time. Prosecutors fought it, though. They fought hard. They thought that as the first defendant sentenced after pleading guilty, there should have been some prison time to send a message. And they read letters from high school kids worried about the college admission system being rigged, and they argued for more than a slap on the wrist.
$6.5 million these parents gave this guy. Why wouldn't they just donate that to the school? And the school would say, all right, we'll let your kid in.
It's like the old-fashioned way, right? And you could say that about any of these defendants. I mean, in the case of the Chinese family, they're not charged in the scheme, so you wonder if maybe they just didn't quite understand how it all worked. But if you look at Lori Loughlin and her husband, they're charged with paying $500,000 to get their girls into USC. And you do wonder, given her notoriety, whether there may have been a different way to perhaps go about this. But nonetheless, they're charged. She has pleaded not guilty and is presumably fighting the charges still. Somebody like a Felicity Huffman is set to be sentenced in the coming weeks. Her amount of fraud, though, isn't so much. She also could avoid jail time.
So Felicity Huffman was charged. William H. Macy was not.
And we're not quite sure why that is, because he is mentioned, not by name, but by, her husband, and we know who her husband is.
Right.
And you wonder why he wasn't charged. And it may just have been that the amount of fraud wasn't big enough to bother with yet another bold-faced name. You just don't know. But Felicity Huffman, I think, took any possibility of him being charged off the table when she agreed to plead guilty to paying $15,000 to get her daughter into school.
We're talking about the Varsity Blues college entrance scandal. Aaron Katursky from ABC News is joining us. In my opinion, Felicity Huffman did everything right. She pled guilty. She said she was ashamed. She apologized. Does the court of public opinion help at all in this case with her?
I think in a way it does. The demeanor, the, saying nothing, Lori Loughlin was seen signing autographs, and smiling to fans on her way into court. That's not something that anyone's going to look terribly kindly on.
Right.
But Felicity Huffman seems to have gotten the message. But look, people go about this different ways. And really what matters is the amount of fraud. $15,000 is on the low end of what's been charged in the scheme.
Right.
$500,000. is on the higher end. There's much more exposure for Loughlin.
I don't mean to laugh, but Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimino, the designer, I don't get why they pled not guilty. I just don't get it.
The legal strategy isn't clear to me either, given that they're, according to court records, on tape discussing a bribe payment.
You paid off someone. That's what I don't understand about Lori Loughlin. The mastermind Rick Singer worked with the feds for months. They have recordings. They have bribe money that exchanged hands. She is guilty.
It's hard to see her defense if that's the route she goes being successful. But, you never know what happens if you take your chances in front of a jury.
Besides these celebrities, there are many other wealthy people involved in this scandal. 20, 25 parents. How many parents?
You've got about, I think it's close to 30 parents.
30 parents.
Half of them have pleaded guilty. Another half are taking their chances before a trial, assuming it does get that far, and they don't change their mind. But they are wealthy. They are CEOs. They are philanthropists. They are, you know, they do run the gamut. And the commonality seems to have been that they had the means to try and rig the system. And the scheme's mastermind, Rick Singer, who was caught early and agreed to cooperate against all these people,
right,
has said that he did this 800 different times in the last few decades. So there are many more parents who perhaps could be charged that aren't. But prosecutors said they are still not done investigating this.
That's what I don't understand about Lori Loughlin. And when does Lori go back to court? It's sometime in October, right?
That's right. Her case is in court, but she doesn't have to appear again. And, you don't know. This could obviously change depending on once the defense has a look at some of the evidence during the discovery period and they realize that, they catch you dead to rights. But on the other hand, she may feel like she has a solid case or a solid defense if, in fact, she was duped into thinking that what she was doing was wrong or didn't realize that it was a crime. Not knowing something is a crime isn't usually a successful defense, but
right.
So let's see where she does.
I don't know what it is. Is it the celebrity in this story or is it the college thing? Because we all can relate because we have kids.
I think that's reflected in letters that prosecutors have received and that they read to the court during the sentencing of Vandemore. That, kids from all over the country are writing in saying that they believe the system of college entry is rigged. And they believe that, their fair play is often at stake. And
yeah.
So I think that's what it's the celebrity may have kept it in the news. But who doesn't have a kid who has gone or will go through the process? And you kind of always wonder in the back of your head whether it's on the up and up. And this story seemed to confirm people's worst suspicions that, at least in these cases, it wasn't.
I could name off three people I went to school with whose parents are wealthy that donated to the school, and I'm positive that's how they got in.
And for every, and prosecutors made this clear, for every kid whose parents are charged in this scheme that did get in through a bribe payment, that's a spot that didn't go to somebody who was perhaps much more deserving.
Right.
And for prosecutors, that's why it is not a victimless scheme.
So we're going to see Felicity Huffman in court when? In the next 30 days?
No, she's, I forget her exact date, but I think in the coming weeks, she's set to be sentenced. And given the amount of fraud and what prosecutors are recommending, you could see a judge finding his or her way to sentencing her to maybe probation or something that would keep her out of prison. That's what she's hoping for. Prosecutors say they'd recommend a sentence that's, less than 6 months.
Right. Aaron Katursky from ABC News. Thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. Take care. 720 WGN.